what really happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, last week we were reporting where Germany's army was alarmed because their recruitment numbers are way, way low. And so now Germany is proposing that they be allowed to recruit for the German army from other member states of the European Union. So this may be an attempt to covertly build an EU army without actually calling it that. Because we know that was proposed about a month ago, and all the member states of the European Union said, no, we've got our own military. We don't need a grand army under the control of Brussels to slap us around if we're misbehaving. But now Germany is seriously talking about building up the German army with members of citizens of the other European Union nations. Meanwhile, Germany is launching a program to train refugees in basic work skills like welding and construction to try and free up more Germans to join the military. If you had a vetted immigration program, then your country would already have all these people coming in who have these skills and don't need to be trained up. Now, there's a Chinese army commander who's basically saying that war with the U.S. is an increasing reality we need to look at. They're blaming Trump's protectionist stance, the possibility of a trade war, which could in turn lead to an actual physical combat between the two countries. Obviously, we'd like to avoid that. North Korea is looking at another test ballistic missile launch. And this one will be an intermediate range rather than a long-range missile. But, of course, everybody's out there screaming, how dare you build rockets? How dare you do this? How dare you do that? Iran is apparently carrying out or has carried out another test of their missiles, which supposedly in the wake of the Iran P5+1 deal, the United Nations Security Council passed a resolution calling on Iran to suspend testing of military missiles. But from Iran's point of view, the United States never kept up their side of the P5+1 deal. They didn't ease the sanctions. In fact, they put more sanctions on there. The war hawks are screaming for even more sanctions. And the attitude coming out of Washington, D.C. has been, well, yes, Iran is complying with the P5+1, but they're not doing it fast enough. They're not subservient enough. And so they're still talking about war. And unfortunately, at least for the moment, they have Donald Trump convinced that Iran is this horrible, horrible enemy that is coming to get us. But again, history tells you what's really going on. Iran has not initiated a war of conquest against another country in over 200 years. And certainly not since the Iranian Revolution of 1979, which was all about kicking out the imposed U.S. puppet ruler, the Shah. All right, I'm going to go ahead and take one phone call from Wes in Idaho. Wes, keep it short. What's on your mind?
Yeah, your statement a couple days ago about we need carbohydrates and starches. Do you know of a man named Vilmar Stefanson, a Harvard PhD?
Okay, Wes, when the rules of the show are when you call on in, you're talking about what we're talking about. Okay.
And I tried to call last week when you were talking about
it. All right. I tried to be nice and everything. Bye-bye. All right. Put him back on the ban list. There are, unfortunately, too many people who like to just hear their voice on the radio. What does carbohydrates have to do with what we're talking about here? Now then, Abe Foxman used to be the head of the ADL, and he's still out there championing Israel's causes all across the country. And he came out with a very interesting observation saying that there is a continuous crisis between American Jews and Israel over fundamental differences in values, and basically acknowledged that if peace were to come to Israel, that financial support by American Jews would probably fall off. So in order to keep on extracting this wealth from American Jews and the American taxpayer in general, Israel needs to always be seen as being threatened by Palestine, by Syria, by Egypt, by whoever they can come up with. Abe Foxman is essentially saying that Israel is maintaining hostility with its neighbors because it's profitable for them. And I think that needs to stop. Now then, not too surprisingly, tourism to Israel is not doing all that well. And this last year, they mounted a major marketing blitz with a lot of cute girls and just trying to lure people in there. And it really didn't work, which is hardly surprising because you see a commercial, come and visit Israel. And by the way, if they didn't hate us so much, I'd like to see the antiquities in Israel someday. But it's not likely to happen. But at the same time, you're seeing these commercials, come and visit us in Israel, and you get the corporate media saying, oh, Israel is under threat from this and that, and nuclear weapons, and Iran is going to destroy them. So, of course, the tourism is going to suffer. Anytime you have nations at war, tourism tends to fall off. Another reason I'd like to avoid a war here, because our tourism here in Hawaii is already suffering much hardship from just from TSA. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now then, earlier in the program, we were talking about how the initial blame for the mosque shooting up in Quebec was placed on a couple of white supremacists when somebody posted some names to what is labeled as a parody account on Twitter. And it was picked up and run as real news. And everybody said, oh, it's white supremacist, it's Islamophobia and everything. Well, now it's been revealed the true identity of the shooter. There was only one, Alexander Bissonnette. And apparently he's very pro-Israel. So it wasn't white supremacy and it wasn't Islamophobia. All right, so let's talk about the economic news. If you've been watching TV today, you know that the stock market is taking a bit of a stumble. Not bad enough to jump out the window, even if you could open the windows on Wall Street these days. But it's noticeable. It's a noticeable downturn. Now, yesterday we were reporting on how the Dow had topped 20,000, yet all of the companies that make up the Dow Jones Industrials had reported declining earnings since 2010. They've been slipping and slipping all the way, which underscored the fact that the stock market is still being manipulated by the Plunge Protection Team in order to use it as a political banner. And the problem with that is everybody now knows that's what's going on. Now, Harry Dent over at Investment Watch blog is saying stocks could conceivably fall 70 to 90% within the next 3 years. Of course, he says that's a good thing because it's the buying opportunity of a lifetime for anybody who actually has any money to invest in the stock market. But that is a major, major hit to the equities market. And somewhere along the way, of course, there'll be panic buying of silver and gold if it's still legal for Americans to own silver and gold. We're rapidly being corralled into a position of complete fiscal helplessness by the bankers here. Over in the European Union, their banks are crumbling under a almost 1 trillion with a T pound sterling bad debt. They've got toxic loans all over the place there. Another one of these banks got caught cooking the books with weird deals to try and not have to report how much bad debt they're holding. And the scale of the EU's banking problem has become urgent and actionable, according to Andrea Enria, the chairman of the European Banking Authority. In other words, that 11th marble has come home to roost. Now, in the past, I have often described the European Union's finances as a wooden boat with 10 holes in the bottom and only 9 corks. And everything they try and do to deal with the out-of-control debt amounts to yanking a cork from one hole and pounding it into another hole in full view of the media cameras saying, I'm working on the problem. But the water, the debt, still pours on in, and ultimately the boat and the economy must sink. And all of this goes back to that fatal flaw in the model of private central banking, which is private central banks, by design, create more debt than money with which to pay that debt. The instant that first pretty printed piece of paper goes into circulation, more money is owed to that private central bank than actually exists. It doesn't matter how hard you work. It doesn't matter how much you sacrifice. You can never get out of that debt. It is designed that way to trap you as a debt slave for the rest of your life. Another story over at Investment Watch blog. Economic indicators show clear signs the economy is slipping into a depression. And everybody is being forced to overspend. Here in America, people are having to credit is no longer an option. People are literally having to use their credit just to survive, pay their rent, buy food, pay their medical bills. Right now, the U.S. is dealing with the lowest growth rate in 5 years. Now, to understand the importance of the growth rate, when they're talking about the growth of the U.S. economy, they're talking about the total aggregate indebtedness. Because the way the private central bank Ponzi scheme works is that you're always growing the economy, you're increasing borrowing in order to have ample new money, part of which is taken away and used to pay the interest on the old money. That's why it's a pyramid. Each new generation has to have a larger pool of people who are forced to borrow money to justify the creation of money, part of which is used to pay the interest on the existing money. That's what carries the whole thing forward. And this is what causes wars, because it's a horrible three-step process. A country is enslaved to a private central bank, and they start issuing all the public currencies a loan at interest, and the public debt starts to go up until finally ordinary people reach their debt limit. They're working as hard as they can just to make the interest payments, and they stop borrowing. At that point, the Keynesian economists come on in and say the government has to start borrowing on behalf of the people, and I might add without their permission, to keep that little debt pyramid scheme going. And so the government borrows and borrows and borrows until it can't borrow anymore, which is the situation we're in right now. And that's when the bankers will start the wars, because wars force governments to borrow more. And when it's all over, they loan the money to fight the war. They loan the money to rebuild from the war. And when this scam is all over, ordinary people like you and I, we have more or less what we started out with, except our graveyards are a lot bigger, and we are back on the debt hook to the bankers for another 100 years. That's how it works. That's how these private central banks have kept the human race enslaved for 300 years. And we need to realize it is a system of enslavement. That's why the private central bankers worked so hard to destroy the economic system the United States was started with. Because it was an economic system that freed the United States and the American people from the slavery of Europe's bankers. The American Revolution was primarily fought to free us from the Bank of England. You're not taught that in school anymore, not since 1913. Because the smart kids would figure out we're back in that same system. Now, down in Virginia, their House voted 99-0 to pass a bill that removes sales taxes from purchases of gold and silver. And they're trying to basically encourage the citizens of Virginia to get into gold and silver, possibly to use it as currency and to bypass the Federal Reserve. Because when you look at that pretty printed piece of paper, the U.S. Federal Reserve note, and it says on the front, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. The word that is not there, the Federal Reserve would like it to be there, but it isn't, is the word only. Currency can be whatever two trading parties agree to use as a medium of exchange. There's no law that says you must use the Federal Reserve note. And during economic hardships, communities have set up and used their own currency. It happened during the Civil War when the Union was counterfeiting the Confederate dollar to try and destroy it. A lot of towns just created their own currency. It happened again during the Depression of the 1930s. It's probably going to be happening here in the United States during the coming downturn. Now then, over in Germany, they're taking Donald Trump to task. This appeared in Der Spiegel. Basically chastising Donald Trump, saying he has no interest in existing trade deals or the basic rules of economics and what a dangerous cocktail it is for German industry. So basically, Germany is taking the position that putting America first, that wanting to employ all Americans and rebuild our factories, is a form of economic aggression. Amazing. Now, Saudi Arabia is in serious economic trouble. They got absolutely hammered by this poorly thought out oil price war that was directed against Russia. And yes, it did hurt Russia, but Russia's economy was a lot more resilient than people were hoping. Saudi Arabia really got hammered. They fell behind on payments. They're having to issue bonds. They're starting to sink into debt. And because of Saudi Arabia's oil wealth, the Saudi citizens, up until recently, enjoyed a tax-free society. They didn't pay taxes, just like the first Americans. There were no taxes on the people, and that has now changed. They're introducing a value-added tax, because when governments fail, the first thing they do is to start take money away from the people. We are hearing that the Wall Street Journal is starting to lay off employees at their bureaus in Asia and Europe because of their declining readership and their declining advertising. Sears is having one of the worst months in its entire history. They've lost 30% of the value of their stock in just the last 4 days. And again, if you pile all the money up at the very, very tippy top, and ordinary people don't have money, they're not going to go into the stores. I mean, the banks are out there saying, use your credit card, use your MasterCard. That's how the system works. You need to be a patriot, bury yourself in debt. Americans are trying to get out of debt. They're trying to pay down their credit cards. They're trying to pay off their car loans because they're scared right now at what is coming. And every time you pay off another credit card or you close out another loan, you are breaking another one of the links in that slave chain of debt created for you by private central banks. Even Ron Paul is out there saying there's going to be a dollar crash and Donald Trump can't stop it. And I'm afraid I'm in agreement with Ron Paul. I'm happy we got Trump into the White House, but I fear it's too late. This economic downturn has been building for a very, very, very long time. It's going back 30 years. And we can count on the corporate media to blame Donald Trump for the crash, just like they did Herbert Hoover in the 1930s. But Herbert Hoover did not create the Depression of the 1930s. It was created for him. The same applies today. There's a major economic upheaval about to happen. They're going to blame it on Trump, but Trump's only been the president for a little over a week. But that won't stop the corporate media from saying, oh, yes, we told you to vote for Hillary. We told you to vote for Hillary. Now, getting on over to Europe, they're still trying to find some way to undo the Brexit vote. The globalists are still out there. And now the latest wrinkle is coming from the Republic of Ireland, which is saying that Britain's departure from the EU is going to affect Irish trade and freedom of movement, and they're now demanding that Ireland should get a vote over whether Britain be allowed to leave the European Union or not. These globalists are getting desperate. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
Okay, we're talking about the Brexit here, and we want to do a little bit of a flashback to David Cameron when they were first announcing they were going to have the referendum, when he promised the in-out referendum. And he said he was going to renegotiate Britain's relationship with the EU and then give people the simple choice between staying in under the new terms or leaving the EU. Cameron said the British people. Cameron didn't mention Parliament. Cameron didn't mention civil servants. Cameron didn't mention Britain's Supreme Court, nor corporations, nor Brussels, nor Ireland. Nothing. It was the will of the people is the law of the land, and they've made their choice. And it's rather disgusting to see how the globalists are trying to basically say, oh, no, 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 no. Once you are slaves of the New World Order, you will never leave. Apparently, the EU has jacked up the price for Britain to leave the European Union. And they're now saying that Britain will have to pay the European Union £500 billion. For the EU's permission to leave. All right, let's grab some phone calls here. Kyle in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Question for you on the economy. If it were to take another major downturn, as we saw in 2008, do you think that Trump would be strong enough to do what Iceland did to the bankers? And second of all, could that threat of Trump doing that be enough to keep the bankers from calling their debts?
I don't know that the two are necessarily linked. I think Trump is definitely going to be strong enough to say, look, if you broke the law, if you committed fraud, you are going to jail. And he certainly would not be amenable to looting the American people to prop up the banks after a goof like that. I think we need to see some of these crooked bankers in prison. Okay, but as far as blocking the banks from calling in debt, I don't know that there's a legal way to do that short of declaring a national emergency. But
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, would the threat of him taking the Icelandic solution be enough for them to double, you know, to question whether or not it would be advantageous for them to do it?
Well, see, here's the problem. Trump could find the fraudulent bankers and Wall Street people, and he could toss them in prison, but that would have no effect on all the other banks that were put into financial trouble by the crash calling in their debts because they themselves directly did not participate in the fraud. So I think there would have to be, I think it was Richard Nixon did a wage and salary freeze and just put a lock on this thing while they try and work it on out. And this is why I've been saying for years to all of our listeners, get out of debt. Get out of that debt, because when it all comes apart, the poor are always made to pay for all the sins of the rich.
Well, and from what I understand, there is already, and I don't know if it's not even around anymore, but Webster Tarpley back in 2009 had a fantastic solution to any financial crisis involving a central bank. It basically came out to nationalizing the bank, releasing about $1.4 trillion worth of interest-free money into circulation for large work problems, while also at the same time mitigating any sort of illegitimate debt, fraudulent debt. And it would take some time, but it would avoid any sort of dramatic recession. If Trump could do that, I mean, there's an out.
Well, technically, Congress can rescind the charter of the Federal Reserve anytime they want to. We don't know what Trump thinks he's capable of doing, but what would really solve it is a jubilee, where all the debt is simply declared null and void and invalid, and the private central banks are shut down, and we go back to the system that the United States started with. Of course, those private central bankers have got a huge amount of the world's wealth, and they're not willing to let go. Like a bunch of vampires out there. Anyway, Kyle, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, "I think we're in remission." I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to take another phone call. Mo in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I would just like to get your insight on something. If you don't mind, I'll just try to be brief, but I think the biggest, I'm trying to stay on topic, I know you got on the economy, but to me the biggest issue with Trump, I know it is the economy, but everything, you know, like you say, revolves around the banksters or, you know,
yes,
these crooks. But, you know, I know, I like even, oh, it was the last year, Alex Jones had on Steve Pachenik, you know, and he got very uncomfortable, you know, he thou doth protest too much. When Steve Pachenik mentioned that it was, you know, Israel, Saudis, and the neocons that did 9/11, anybody that really investigates it, listens to your show and does their own investigation, comes down to those, like you say, those are the ones that had something to gain. Well, I know Trump knows this. He has to know it. Everything I read says, you know, he's been knows what's going on for a long time. But how can that, I think that's why he's, how can he ever confront Israel on this issue, because that would be the end of them. If the Mossad was, you know, he can't separate the Israeli government from the Israeli people like we do, you know.
I got to be very honest. I got to be very honest here. 9/11 is fading into history. We all know what happened. And I am not expecting, I'm not even asking Donald Trump to look at 9/11, because we have very pressing matters going on today, of which obviously the economy is a big one, because I don't think Trump is fully prepared for what's going to happen.
But he threatened to reopen it. You know, he said he would.
That was on the campaign, and he also said he was going to move the American embassy to Jerusalem, and now he's pulling back on that one. You know, I'm not going to hold Trump to all of his campaign promises, just to the ones that are important. And I understand a lot of people would like another official U.S. government investigation into 9/11, but it's just a waste of time. It's a chance for all of the perpetrators who are still in positions of power to try and polish up the lies. We all know what happened. Okay, and I do not cede to any government authority the power to tell me whether I'm right or wrong in my own conclusions. So we know what happened on 9/11. We got snookered, just like the U.S. government has done so many other times, Lusitania, Pearl Harbor, USS Maine, all the rest of that stuff. It was just another in a long line of huge hoaxes to trick us into war. Sadly, it worked rather too well. And now we're stuck in all of these wars that were born on 9/11, and we can't get out of them, and we can't win them. And now we're hearing that the Pentagon is now modernizing and updating their plans for possible nuclear strikes on Russia and China. I mean, this thing is spinning completely out of control.
Yeah, I see your perspective. That's why I call in. That's why I listen to your show. I don't totally agree with you, but I do see your perspective. Thanks, Michael.
All right, well, thank you, too. And if you ever totally agreed with me, I would advise you to seek therapy right away here. I don't expect all of you to agree with everything I say. One of the reasons you're here at this show is you are all independent thinkers and analysts, and you're learning how to trust your own mind, and that's a good thing. That's what I wanted to have happen. So I know you're not going to agree with everything I say, and that is just fine with me. All right, we're going to switch over to Dennis in Florida. Aloha, Dennis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me okay?
are you going to sell me a timeshare condo?
I'm not that clever or that deceitful. No. I don't have that mentality. I just want to, first of all, I appreciate everything, your hard work and what you do. Your passion is just incredible. I'm in that group that doesn't agree with everything, but I do applaud your passion. Most of what you say, I just absolutely agree with and love. And you touched on the economy and the banks, and that's my hot button. To me, that's just the linchpin of everything. The control that the Federal Reserve has and the private banking system that they have is just, if we can somehow conquer that, would be, you know,
It may take a repeat of the American Revolution to do, because that was what the American Revolution was really about, breaking free from the slavery of a private central bank.
Yes. Now, here's my question. Donald Trump's the president. If they decide to pull the plug on the economy with whatever means, raising interest rates, whatever they may have up their sleeve, What's his power? What's his power as president to fight back? Is it what JFK did, trying to print honest money, United States money, or what do you think he would do?
Well, Donald Trump does have the authority to order the Treasury Department to issue a new United States currency, as Kennedy did, which was one of the
reasons.
How
would that go if he did that, though? How would that competitive currency, how would that play out, do you think?
Well, it was like the earlier caller who said we need to dump a whole bunch of interest-free money into circulation, which is exactly what Kennedy did. His United States notes were out in circulation, powering commerce, and without accruing interest to the central bank. So the economy was allowed to grow, become more active and dynamic, without the Federal Reserve skimming such a thick chunk off the top of it. And Trump certainly has that within his authority to do. Just like Abraham Lincoln did, and that might be the first most legal step that he can do. And then beyond that, And you're right. We're already hearing from Janet Yellen that the Federal Reserve is going to start raising rates in order to hamstring Donald Trump and paralyze him from being able to accomplish any substantive change. But at what point does the economy become enough of a problem where Trump is justified in using the existing executive orders, which allow him to declare a national emergency and take control of the financial institutions in the event of a crisis?
Now that's the
wild card that's out there, because over the years since Nixon, there are all these executive orders that have accumulated that allow the president to assume all kinds of authority in the event of a declared national emergency. And an economic crisis is on the list of events that would allow the president to basically activate these additional powers. And so at the point where the economy is crashing and everybody's in trouble, Trump, on the basis of the executive orders issued by his predecessors, could declare a national emergency and take direct control of the economic system.
If he is a true maverick and independent from the this deep state that controls everything, that's the route he should take, right? If that's to be, that would be the indicator.
He's definitely a maverick, and he's definitely annoying the deep state. But the issue is, how much harm are we going to cause in our attempt to make things better? Is it really the best possible option? It's an option. Is it the best possible option? So we'll see what Trump is going to do. But certainly, it is within his legal authority to order the U.S. Treasury to start issuing an interest-free U.S. currency.
Well, that's why Kennedy went away, I think. But one more point before I let you go. I know you got a lot of callers. These people that, and I appreciate their opinion as far as Canadians calling about opinions and what they did in Iceland. You can't compare those situations. Canada has the population of California. I got a lot of Canadian friends that tell me this and that. I'm saying, you got the population of California. It's like what? It's like trying to watch one child compared to 100 children. It's just no comparison. You can't. The same solutions won't work for them and us. If we go back to state control,
that's
I
think we're looking at Canada not in terms of its bulk population, but in terms of a parallel economic political structure. And how similar are we determines whether a solution that works for Canada might work here. But I think there's no question that if the United States were to start enforcing the existing laws against financial fraud against these Wall Street players, we would see a lot of these problems go away. But we may be back in the same situation Roosevelt was in, where after discovering the plan for a coup d'etat by the Wall Street bankers, the Wall Street bankers just sat back and said, you arrest any one of us, we'll crash your New Deal economy and make sure the media blames you for it. And Donald Trump may be looking at that same reality, where he'd like to start arresting these fraudulent bankers, and the rest of Wall Street is saying, if you arrest any one of us, we'll crash the economy and make sure that you get the blame. So these money junkies play for keeps.
And that's where he goes to the fireside chat and just becomes completely open to the American public and tries and obviously incorporates our help to help him do whatever he plans on doing. I mean, I don't know what that may be exactly, but I have faith. I have optimism, and that's enough right now. So, Mike, I really appreciate all you do, and best of everything to you and Claire. Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to switch over to Nick in California. Aloha, Nick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was calling about glyphosate and vaccine. I had sent you an email. It was supposed to have a YouTube video link in there, but I forgot. I resent it to you. You were looking for that. And I think that what's really interesting about it, it's an MIT professor, Dr. I want to say it's Stephens. I'm not looking right at it. And one of the biggest points, and there are so many in this hour and a half, is that these vaccines are kind of aiming at these specific pathogens. And because they aim at those specific pathogens, it ruins our body's ability to actually kind of have a generalized way of fighting these other pathogens.
And that's a very small point. It does weaken your overall immune system the more vaccines you get. And there was that study that was done recently where they were surveying homeschool children and had enough unvaccinated children to be able to make some statistical studies. And they found the unvaccinated children were overall much healthier than the kids who'd gone through the mandatory vaccine regimen. And the gentleman you're talking about is Anthony Samsel, and he was working with an activist.
No, no. Group
moms. No? Different guy?
No, that is not. This is a female, and she's an MIT researcher. And basically, you know, I'll resend it to you, and I'll, you know, so you can look at it. There's a lot of information. She predicted that there would be glyphosate in vaccines, but I think that you reported it was found in vaccines within the last month or two. Did you report that?
Yeah, I did. Anthony Samsel. Actually, it was found all the way back in September. Dr. Anthony Samsel and was working with the group Moms Across America, and they confirmed the presence of glyphosate in the DTaP vaccine, a flu vaccine, a hepatitis B vaccine, and a pneumococcal vaccine. They all had detectable levels of glyphosate, which, by the way, is a probable carcinogen according to the World Health Organization. So they're literally ordering you to have your child injected with something that could give them cancer. Oh, look, oh, the cancer treatment companies are going to be having really good profits and all the we have a medical system that needs us all to be chronically ill in order to harvest more wealth from us.
Well, you might find also interesting, and I know you'll probably let me go here shortly, but what's also interesting is the studies they do on these pathogens, these poisons in the body, these toxins.
Yes.
They tend to do the studies of one toxin at a time, but glyphosate actually has a synergistic effect with other toxins in the body. So it's
yes.
Watch the video. I think you're going to find it worth the hour and a half.
Yeah, that is why there was such a problem with the triple dose, the MMR vaccine, because they took all of these adjuvants and all these other things. They've never been tested for contraindications of being administered at the exact same time. And if you go back and you look at the documentary Vax, they're specifically calling attention to the fact that the kids who get the combined triple vaccine are far more likely to get autism than the kids who got the measles, mumps, and rubella spread out over time. And what happened was the single dose vaccines for measles, mumps, and rubella were taken off the market. So you had no choice but to have the MMR vaccine to satisfy the legal requirements. It really is a very messed up system. And it is harming
people. My mom actually is my mom's been really, really polite. She sells the flu vaccine as part of her, you know, her business. And she's actually I don't want to reveal anybody's names or anything, but let's just say that you know, I was asking her, I said, are we not able to get these individually? She told me the story. Sounds like you already know it. I guess in Northern Europe, what they started to do was they started to spread all of the vaccines out over time because they found that the children were getting sick otherwise. So it's obvious, and I don't understand why the public is just not listening. I don't get it.
They're starting to listen. They're starting to listen. You can even see the signs of panic over at CDC and Monsanto. They're out there saying, you know, oh, it's all fake news that we're selling medicines that make you sick. And the more they scream, the more people are starting to say, whoa, there must be something really here. You know, if they're that out of control, hysterical about, you know, us not looking at these issues, maybe it's time to look at these issues here. Anyway, Nick, thank you very much. We're going to let you go and switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing okay.
I was listening to InfoWars earlier, and it was kind of disturbing. I mean, you know, Alex Jones is really, I think he may be pushing it too hard. He's opening a Washington bureau. Now, the reason why I'm saying that is the head of the bureau is going to be Jerome Corsi, who I've liked through the years. I mean, I think he's a very smart guy. Very up on things, but he said something disturbing today, kind of like the Russians are funding the left, you know, we know all about Soros really doing that. All these street demonstrations being funded by Russia, just the opposite of the other side is saying. Now, the problem with Corsi is he is very knowledgeable, and he's not really a neocon, but the problem is he's been around for a long time. He's a cold warrior, you know, through the Cold War, and so are you and me, but he's still got that mindset. And the problem is he's got something else that I think clouds his mind on that. And I think the man's got a drinking problem. I mean, I've heard that before from people and just watching him. I know people have drinking problems because people I used to work with, you know, it's very easy to spot, you know?
Yes.
And I'm afraid, and, you know, I'm afraid that I might, I think Alex Jones might be doing the wrong thing, because Jones has even argued with him. He says, now, look, what do you mean? You know, this is, you think Putin is pushing this stuff?
Well, yeah, okay. Let me cut in here. We're coming up on a commercial break here. First of all, as Harry Truman used to say, there's only one thing worse than a man who drinks, and that's one who doesn't. And I take a nip myself in the evenings. So I don't think we should be going after Jerome on that particular issue. It comes across as a personal attack. As far as what Alex Jones wants to do with his network, it is his network. And again, I think that this is not a time for us to be attacking each other's platforms when we've got the entire liberal elite establishment and the corporate media looking to find ways to break us up. So I want to tread very, very carefully here. We'll just see what Jerome Corsi does when he takes over this Washington Bureau for Alex Jones. Obviously, Alex has a lot of money coming into him. The problem with that is the money always comes in with strings attached. And so you need to be careful. What won't... Yeah, okay. Anyway, we've got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And Aloha America, welcome back to the show here. And I'm just now putting up the videos here from Dr. Stephanie Seneff. And we're just going to finish doing that real quick, and then we'll be back to the radio show. All right, we were talking about immigration and all the problems it is causing. 60 Minutes has now done a story on how bad things are up in Sweden, where refugees from all over the area, Africa, Middle East, are resorting to violence and are creating no-go zones in Sweden, places in Sweden that are only the refugees and nobody else dare goes in there, not even the police. It's literally an invasion and conquest from within. Now, over in Germany, Angela Merkel is still out there on that New World Order. We're going to welcome all the refugees in. But right now, it is estimated it's going to cost Germany 37 billion pounds, the equivalent of it, to fix this migrant chaos. And this is a record amount of money being spent on this issue. So it really is out of control, all because of George Soros and his Open Society Foundation and his globalist dreams and New World Order. Over in Italy, thousands have hit the streets of Rome. They're protesting the refugee program, immigration program there. They're demanding early elections. They want the current government to step down and allow a new government to come on in. The Trump effect is spreading all over the world. Now, Soros and his globalists are hitting the panic button against this nationalistic fervor that their own push for globalism has triggered. And so now there's a George Soros-funded watchdog that has come out with one of the most Orwellian uses of the language I've ever seen. And basically, they're saying that populism will fuel the fires of political corruption. And it seems to me that the political corruption among the globalists and the New World Order people is the real issue here. But that's the newest thing from George Soros. If you don't go along with a global government, you're only going to fuel political corruption. Well, we've all seen from history, the bigger a government becomes, the more corrupt it becomes. A single planetary government would be the most corrupt entity in all of human history. Now, Donald Trump has found a way to immunize himself from George Soros. Trump has already announced he's going to run as president in 2020. And what that means is it is illegal for any non-governmental organization or foundation to speak or act against a candidate because that is interference with an election. It was a brilliant move on Trump's part. It means that Soros has to keep his hands off or risk having his foundations and NGOs shut down and possibly even being tossed in jail. Remember all the brouhaha about Russia interfering with the election? Well, if Soros interferes with the election, everybody's going to say, all right, well, shouldn't we be angry about that? And the answer is yes, you should. Going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.